when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good evening. Good morning, good afternoon, and if I got that out of order, hey, that's just the way it is with the Bombardier, man, and live radio. We have been having, me and Jay have been having more fun. You would not believe the what we have to do. Hey, I've had to donate money to a credit card within 90 seconds before showtime, trying to get the general on. I don't know if we're going to be able to get him on tonight. It breaks my heart if we can't. He's having trouble with the Croatian number over there, but anyway, never mind that. We'll have we still have some great A1 guests on. But anyway, without that, you know, I'm just letting you know, the reason I'm saying this, I'm almost giddy. I'm having so much fun. I used to freak out when things would happen, when the computer would crash, all that kind of stuff. But it's just so damn much fun now to try to bring stuff up. I know Jay thinks I'm kind of a weirdo because I like strife and stuff in my life. But anyway, folks, you're listening to Blood River Radio, and I'm Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Some people call me Eddie the Son of a Bitch Miller. As a matter of fact, Rich Hamblin up in Montgomery Bell, he had to defend me one time. There were some guys up there complaining about me, and they told Rich Hamblin, he said, that son of a bitch down there, who does he think he is? He's throwing our books around. You're damn right I threw a Braille, because they came and threw a book on our little, we have this Focusrite machine, and this guy threw this book down on the desk, want me to read his book while I'm trying to interview Simon Rose. He almost broke a little cord, and this really set me off like a bomb. Anyway, that's how I got my name. Anyway, Rich Hamblin said, yeah, you're right, yeah, he is a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch, so watch what you say about him, dude. Anyway, I get off on these old rabbit trails all the time, but that's just part of being a live radio, and I'm a live dude. Anyway, folks, you're listening to Blood River Radio, like I told you, and it is July the 17th in the year of our Lord and Savior 2021. You've heard me say it 100 times. It'll be true. Y'all probably know it better than me. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And people, you know how we do it around here. We say prayers and read scriptures and stuff before we bring our other guests on. That's just what we're getting ready to do. One scripture I'm going to read, and you probably heard us read this a bunch of times, and even Sam even quotes it. It's out of Ephesians. It's sixth chapter of Ephesians. And listen, hey, see this slam on the desk? That's my trusty King James Bible. You can't go wrong with King James Bible, people. If you doubt my word, pray. Go to the Lord in prayer and ask him for wisdom. Ask him for discernment. And he will give it to you, because God will never. If you go to God, if you go to ask him in earnestness, if you ask him for faith and wisdom, he's going to give it to you. Now, he may not be right then, but I guarantee you. God's never late. He's never early. He's always on time. I know that's a cliche, but it's true. Anyway, here we go, folks. We are at chapter 6 in Ephesians. And it's about, we're going to start off on the ninth verse. Because what he's talking about, he's giving advice. The Apostle Paul is giving advice to children and servants how to conduct their lives. But here we go down the chapter to verse 9. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. You get that, people? There is no respect. He does not have any respect for persons. In other words, what he's saying there is, it doesn't matter if you're a general, it doesn't matter if you're a senator, a king, it doesn't matter what. That don't mean squat with Jesus Christ or Almighty God. Everybody is all the same. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through the saving blood of Jesus Christ. But on we go. Didn't mean to get interrupted that far. And it goes on to the next verse. Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For, and here we get into the punchlines, folks, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And Lord, Lord God knows that's true. We've got more spiritual wickedness in high places in this country we have, and probably is any nation has ever lived other than Sodom and Gomorrah. Then going on, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith. And I would add, it's impossible to, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And it goes on, but we'll leave it there. I'm going to read one more scripture over here if I can find it. We're skipping over to, let's see, this is the second John. This is John's second letter of John. It's John 2, John 2, whatever you call it. It's the second. It's not, you have John, the Gospel of John, St. John. Then you have the 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. I'm in 2 John now. And if you'll go over to what chapter, it's first chapter. First chapter. There's only one. It goes over here to verse 7. He's warning about evil deceivers. I'm going to try to hurry this up, y'all. I don't want to stretch you out too long. For many deceivers are, he's talking, warning against the deceivers, of course. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not, I'll repeat that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. There is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought. That means what has been preached to them. Look to yourselves. I'll read that again. Lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Because you want to do what's been preached to him. You want to obey the full gospel, or you will receive the full reward. Whosoever transgresseth, here's the punchline, folks. Whosoever transgresseth and abide not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. And I read that especially from my Southern Baptist people who say, oh, we got to, you know, the Jews are sacred. They're the holy people. They're the chosen people. We have to worship Israel. You know what? Even if we have to take the United States into a war and it's burned it into a cinder, as long as we keep that precious Israel alive and keep our Jews alive, that's what we need to do. We need to, in fact, we might as well just start praying to the Jews, folks. But anyway, so much for that. And if you'll bow your head, I'm going to say a quick prayer, people. Almighty Father God, Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of light, true God of true God, the God who spoke entire universe into existence. If you will, Lord, please continue to stay with Blood River Radio, with Liberty News Radio, with me and Jay and Sam and all of our guests and all of our listeners. Oh, Lord, we want to continue to do your work. If you will, give us the wisdom, the strength, and discernment to know your will, to carry on your will, because, Lord, you know, and we know that you will always tell us what your will is, but we have to listen, and we have to want to do that will. Anyway, I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Now I've got to go and listen to, here's a little housekeeping chore we got to do, try to get this in before the break. We have two great, wonderful donors. Oh, Steve in Baltimore donates about every other week, it seems like, and he sends letters. I don't have time to read that letter now because I got a little long in the first segment on our scriptures here. But we also have Jim Zim of AZ. Yeah, Jim Zim of AZ. Those two guys have both contributed this week. Jim contributes every month like clockwork. Steve contributes all the time, sends me all these long letters, even long from minor standards. And listen, like we said earlier, I'd like to thank those guys because without them, we couldn't have gone to Charlottesville. We couldn't have gone to Pensacola. We couldn't be on the radio right now. So God bless those wonderful brothers and sisters keeping us on the air. We right now, as it stands, we can't get the journal loan. If we can later, if we get our credit card thing fixed, we'll probably get him on some because he had great news. Matter of fact, he had, guess what? I got to say this one more thing. I talked to the general last week. He called me from a monastery. I don't know if he was in Croatia or where he was, but he called me from a monastery. And they actually had these monks. I don't know if they were Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, whatever. They said a mass for me. People that brought tears to my eyes. They said a mass that I would never get arrogant. I asked them, pray that I'll never get arrogant. I won't get an ego. I won't get prideful because, you know, we always said pride was the first sin. That's what got, it's the first sin of the universe. Pride got Satan kicked out of heaven, even before Adam and Eve screwed up. But anyway, God bless the general. I love that guy. I consider him a dear brother. He's one of my dearest friends. Also, let's see, what else I got right here? What else I got? Tonight, I'm going to read one more thing. I think we got time if I get my computer to go up. The theme of tonight's show is going to be, I'll put it in my own words, is to stop being cowards and kick some butt. And you heard me read this all the time. This is one of the general's favorite quotes in mine, too. I hope I can get in before the break. This is Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a great hero. He's talking about when he got shipped into the camps, into the gulags in the Soviet Union by the Jewish NKG, in the Jewish Cheka, the secret police. Here you go. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during the periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people will read that. I'm going to finish reading that. As soon as we come back from the break, then we're going to bring our guest on. And that's the theme of the show, is we got to fight in the streets, people. Be right back. Hang on.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something.
Dear people, this quote is so dear to me, and it is the theme of tonight's show. Tonight, the theme of tonight's show should be the theme of every show. It's solutions. We need solutions. We don't, Lord knows, we don't need any more dead poets. We don't need any more pseudo-intellectuals writing books, volume after volume after volume, telling us, hey, you know, the blacks, in the, they're in the streets acting like animals, trying to kill us. They're in South Africa acting like animals. They're in the streets here. They were in Charlottesville, Portland, Oregon. You know, Seattle, Washington, Minneapolis, St. Paul. We all know that most of them are animals. I mean, that's just the truth. We have some good ones. Of course we do. I mean, Sing Song. But, you know, and we also know that the Jews are their father, the devil. I mean, if you don't believe me, see what Jesus Christ said in the 8th chapter of St. John. But so we don't need that. What we need is friggin' action. If we're going to go, we'll keep out of the gulags, like, we need to do what Alexander Solzhenitsyn told us to do. If we're going to maintain our freedom, we've got to do that. But if we just want to sit on our lily white butts and enjoy the little soft life we've got now, well, then continue to do that, because, honey pie, they're taking it away very, very soon. We're going to talk about some of that stuff soon. But let me do this quote one more time, because I love this quote. He was in the gulag. And how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security officer, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive? Are you listening to us, NSA, CIA? And had to say goodbye to his family. Or if during mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there, I'll add, on their butts. He said, sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang on the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else they had at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, because they were stupid and they were too lazy to research. I added that. And they were too lazy to look around about them and see what the hell they saw around them every day. And he said, we purely and simply deserved everything that happened. That is so true, people. That is so true. It is so true. It is so true. There was never a greater intellectual on the face of the earth that I know of than Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He's telling you like it is. He's telling you, if they'd have stood up and they'd have fought the godless terrorist machine in the Soviet Union, then they probably could have saved themselves. But you know what? They didn't do it. They were too mealy-mouthed, and they were too weak, and they were probably listening to these dead poets like we have over here. You know, a lot. I could name a bunch of them, but you know, I don't want to piss a lot of you dead poet worshippers off. But anyway, because I sure don't have any use for them, and the general says the same thing about them I do. Well, you know what? Now we're going to bring on God people. I'm really in a roll, fans, folks. I'm going to slow down a little bit. We're going to bring in, we have my buddy, our good brother, Jim Rosoli's on with us tonight. He's going to set in and do an admirable yeoman's job. How you doing tonight, Jim?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you very much for coming on. Hey, if you will, I know some of the people know you, but a lot of them might not. Tell us, give us a brief bio, Jim. I know you used to be in radio and TV and stuff. Give us a quick bio before we start analyzing the news.
Well, basically, you're right. I was back in the early 2000s, carrying on doing cable shows, putting things on TV, on my local TV stations. And first of all, my first topic, I was dealing with immigration issues that was happening in the town at the time. And I also would feed information off to the local TV municipalities too, giving them information of what's going on when they needed information too. So anytime they wanted to talk about immigration, they'd come to me, and I'd be on the local stations and talk. So that was a big thing in the beginning, and then as I got along in my shows, I started taking on more topics, and one of the topics that I took on was the World War II revisionism, Holocaust. And that actually was the topic that got me in the most trouble. And
no.
That went on for a while. So, I've had a lot of time producing shows and doing a lot of production. thousands of hours of shows I've produced, and I've gotten them on YouTube, I've gotten them on TV, I've gotten them everywhere, but now because they started to ban them, you know, they took them all off of YouTube and a lot of the platforms there. But I am on other platforms that, you know, they keep coming up, and I still get on other platforms. I get my videos up on now, BitChute, Brighty On, World Truth Videos. There's another one called Rumble. There's a bunch of them. So I keep putting them up. I still putting the videos up that I keep producing them. I still do things every week. So I'm always doing something, always finding information to put out there so people can watch, people can learn. It's just not Holocaust stuff either, but most of it is. It deals with Jews, it deals with censorship, it deals with you know, the things you're talking about today. I think it's important information that people see. So we just keep fighting, no surrender. That's all we can do.
I'll tell you what, that's great. Is there, for a low-tech guy like me, in fact, I'm almost retard tech, what would be some of the easiest ways they can go get in to get some of your YouTubes and BitChutes and all that stuff you're talking about, Jim?
YouTubes are probably all gone. I've been banned everywhere, okay? I'm probably one of the most banned guys out there. The only place you could get my if you really want to get to my stuff, go to Rizzoli TV, Rizzoli TV. Then you will get the link to get to my BitChute, and then you'll get links to other places. I mean, that's the simplest way to doing it, because I have four or five video sites. There's no sense giving all those. No one will ever remember them. But Rizzoli TV will get you .com, RizzoliTV.com will get you to a main site that will get you to, you know, the door to get us, to get you to all my other stuff.
Well, I appreciate
that. That's probably the main thing.
I've been spelling your name, Rob, the whole time. In fact, I think Monica sent me the right way to spell it once, but I don't know what to do with it. But that's great. You know, and I can understand why you got in trouble when you started talking about the Holocaust. That's for damn sure. That'll get us all in trouble. But I know you've worked with, speaking of Monica, you've worked extensively, I think, with Monica Schaefer. You've also worked with Fred Leutcher, and also with Jürgen. Did you work with Jürgen Neumann? He was the right-hand man of Ernst Zundel. Did you work with him some, Jim?
Yeah.
I thought you did. I thought.
Yeah. I've talked to most of the people in the revisionist movement. I've probably interviewed the only ones I haven't interviewed. Arthur Butz, David Irving, but David Irving, he's really not a revisionist like you should be, like what I like. But you know, and Arthur Butz, he's in his 80s. I don't know why he doesn't want to be interviewed, but whatever. I've interviewed most of the other mainline revisionists that have existed that were alive at the time. Some of them are dead now, but. Again, those are the main people that I've, you know, we call it, our interviews are called the League of Extraordinary Revisionists. And I made a special interview, these about around 15, you know, 17 people.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, you've done a lot more than I have. You've packed a lot into a career there. I'd just like the people to know, we didn't just get this guy off the street. He's been in the movement for a long time. He's been a patriot. He knows what the hell's going on. He's one of us through and through. He's been Blood River Radio certified. I hope I'm a Rizzoli TV certified. But anyway, yeah, you know, there's been a lot of stuff in the news, and we're trying to get some of these things before we go to break. Probably the number one thing right now, there's so many number ones, South Africa. You know, South Africa is pretty much burning. We tried to get another person we couldn't get on. We tried to get Simon Roach. I could not. I tried to get in touch with Simon Roach. He's one of our brothers. Unable to get him. Unable to get Miss Cornelia Mueller. She also lives in South Africa. She's on the staff member with Southlanders. I probably won't live long enough to pronounce that name right. But anyway, I couldn't contact them. But we've got a lot of information coming out of there. There's the blacks are just tearing the hell up. I saw a video, a bone chilling, soul chilling video hundreds of blacks, hundreds of them, just raising holy hell, marching through white suburbs. I mean, it was like herds and herds and herds of them. Anyway, people, we'll be right back, and we'll take off on South Africa again. As soon as we come back, me and Jim Rizzoli will be right back after this break, people.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The death count in Europe could rise as floodwaters recede. Over 150 people dead in Germany and Belgium from flooding following heavy rain starting Thursday. One part of Germany getting 2 months' worth of rain in just 24 hours. Officials say as waters recede, more bodies will likely be discovered. Inflation causing concern among Americans. A study out yesterday by the University of Michigan finds consumer sentiment this month at a five-month low. The biggest complaints for consumers, higher prices for homes, cars, and durable goods. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, not alarmed, though. She tells the PBS NewsHour, inflation is largely confined to sectors most affected by the pandemic, like travel and items that rely on semiconductors.
Outside of those pandemic-affected sectors, inflation is very moderate and really consistent with inflation rates we think of as normal.
She also says rapid inflation could last several more months. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. dealing with a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That coming from CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky yesterday. The Delta variant of the coronavirus spreading among the unvaccinated. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says those who aren't vaccinated take a dire risk.
The bottom line is we are dealing with a formidable variant in the Delta variant and the extreme vulnerability of people who are not vaccinated, which will account for infections, hospitalizations, and ultimately deaths.
Meanwhile, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy blames misinformation about vaccines for low vaccination rates, and he says health misinformation has cost us lives. A mass shooting in Portland, Oregon, at least 8 people hurt last night, at least one with life-threatening injuries. No arrest announced, no word on a motive. Plans underway to get Afghans who help the U.S. military out of the country before a possible Taliban takeover. Sources tell NBC News about 2,500 Afghans who worked for our government will be allowed to come to the U.S. Others will wait outside the U.S. while their visas get approved. This is USA Radio News.
Well, people, the excitement never ends. I saw this green thing pop up on my computer, and you know what it is? It's chat. I had no idea what it was. I thought, what the hell is that thing? Well, Jay has put this thing on my machine, on my laptop, that says chat. I mean, you're talking to a Dumbo when it comes to technology. And he says, don't forget, the general's holding on. I did not know the general was with us. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to revert to my old job, is I'm going to be the master of ceremonies. The general is going to kind of take my place. He's going to start talking about the major issues that me and the general talked about last week. And Jim Rizzoli would respond to him. So, General, we were talking about during the break, and last week we talked about, you know, South Africa being on fire. So, if you will, General, by the way, this is General Nick Glastovic. Y'all all know him. Y'all, everybody on Blood River Radio knows him all too well. So, if you will, General, start, tell us a little bit about what you know about what all the hell that's going on in South Africa, and then we'll bounce it back to Jim. Go ahead, General.
Yeah, well, we see a world in collapse. We see total anarchy. And one soldier said to me years ago, he said that all of civilization is 9 meals away from anarchy. We see this in South Africa, and we even see security forces looting. So what does this say about the mentality, the tribal mentality? And it all started because the massive corruption that the descendants that took power after when the black majority took over, before South Africa was one of the richest countries and still is in Africa. What we see today, we not only see, we see not just black on black violence, but we see what we saw in Uganda when Idi Amin was the president, the mass murderer. We see South African blacks attacking Indians from India proper, of course, that came there in the 19th century as laborers. And they're fighting back just like the South Koreans fought back during the LA riots. So if Black Lives Matter, is this not racism also? When they talk about racism, they're attacking Indian shops, Indian businesses. It's total anarchy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen myself, I was watching a video yesterday. I mean, this is incredible. They were showing a shopping plaza. The line went around the building. It had to go for miles of people trying to get into there to get shopping done. I'm saying to myself, how can this be? I mean, you know, we complain if there's three people in front of us in a line. I mean, they had a line that went on. I mean, the woman was driving the car, and she must have been driving around for 5 minutes. With the line, that the line was so long, it just went on for miles. I mean, this is what's going on over there. So, I mean, these people definitely don't have it together, that's for sure.
Go ahead, General. Okay. Well, see, we temporarily lost the General just for a second, but I think we could probably get him back. But I do think we have Monica on the line. You know, once again, people, let me tell you how it works. In the beginning, I did not know we were going to get the General. We were going to try our dead level best because he's such a valued brother. I love that guy. I respect him like no other. But if we didn't get him on, Jim Rizzoli's gracious enough to come on early. He was scheduled for the second hour, but he's gracious enough to come on first. And I just now found out we got the General back. So, General, Jim was talking about how huge the lines were around the shopping centers, trying to get groceries and stuff like that, and had we complained if we had stand in line with three people in front of us. So go ahead, General, and respond to Jim, if you will, about the rest about South Africa and the carnage going on over there.
Yeah, we see the same template we saw in Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe. Rhodesia once was the breadbasket of Africa, and basically, when Ian Smith capitulated and handed power over to the we know who, people ended up eating field mice. They chased out all the white farmers, destroyed all the farms. So that tribal mentality is prevalent in Africa. Not only that, we see child sacrifice, even cannibalism. We see female genital mutilation. And we, a few weeks ago, I believe we covered that ISIS is moving, Daesh, Islamic terrorists are moving their, from the Middle East to Africa, Chad, Nigeria, and so on and so forth. And it's a tragedy that a continent that has the most natural resources is basically being reduced to paupery, to anarchy. So we saw what happened in the Belgian Congo. These are all dysfunctional countries. And that's why millions of blacks are waiting on their suitcases to come to Europe. And while they want to come to Europe, and they're being coached by non-governmental organizations, and the West is pumping billions of dollars to dictators in Africa, failed states, this is basically a moral crime. And it's not only immoral, it's criminal that we're funding, the West is funding these dictators in Africa. And we can recall people like in Central African Republic, Bokassa. He had human remains in a fridge. The guy was a cannibal. So where does civilization start? Unfortunately, the Western world everywhere is in decline. And unless we fight back, like Eddie said in the beginning, we will face what the Russian people faced in when the Bolshevik Satanists took over in 1917.
I'm so glad you heard that, General. I know that Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I know you admire him too and respect him. And that's basically what he said. I don't know of a greater intellectual brain than Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He said it, that's simple. I mean, you fight or die. And I don't mean by reading poems, things like that. We're going to have to get organized. And I'm going to shut up real quick. And while I was talking to Jim and Jay, I think, earlier before the show, we have to do it in a legal way, a godly way, and we have that way. It's spelled out in the Constitution. We have to have on the county level, we have to have a constitutional sheriff with a constitutional posse / militia, with a constitutional district attorney, a constitutional grand jury. And that's what we have to do. And we have to arm ourselves under that model, just like our original forefathers did. That's what they did. And we have to fight these satanic bastards with everything in our body, or we're going to go in the gulags just like they did in the Soviet Union. They didn't think it was coming either, but by God, it did. Isn't that right, General?
True terror, what the Leninists did, that the Bolshevik Satanists, they sent these leather-coated thugs, they were armed with hand grenades and bayonets and pistols, basically, not even rifles. And he sent them into the countryside, and all he said was kill, deport, and pillage. Three words, and that's what they did. They destroyed at least 35,000 Greek Orthodox churches. They killed 200,000 members of the Russian clergy in the most awful ways. They crucified priests. Some they threw under those the paddle wheels or steamers, or they were mangled to pieces. The Archbishop of Moscow, they poured water over him at minus 35 degrees below zero. They turned him into a pillar of ice. And they destroyed the largest church. I mentioned this before. The largest church in Eastern Christianity, Christ the Savior, they blew it up. So, and we know who did this. You can't say this. They'd say you're an anti-Semite. But let's face it, that internationally, the major, the founders and leaders of international socialism, communism, were Jews.
They most certainly were, weren't they, Jim? I bet Jim knows about that. I don't have to tell him about it. How about that, Jim?
Well, yeah, they ran the show. There's no doubt about that. I think maybe just a segue into a little bit about today, what's going on that's kind of bothersome, that you see a lot of people try to equate the COVID situation with the Nazis, you know, quote, Nazis. You know, this is all a bad Nazi thing that's going on. And I'm saying, I don't know why you're doing that, because it really is a Soviet thing. It has nothing. The Germans would never have allowed anything like this to happen. They did, even though they didn't care about the Jews, they didn't like Jews, they did treat their people good. Okay, that's the people don't understand. The Germans treated their people good. Now, again, the Jews are good people, okay? And so how Hitler treated them, they deserve to be treated. So.
Well, we've got to go to a quick break, Jim and General. We shall be right back. And I'll have a few comments, and we'll go right back to the General when we come back.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
The Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, people, thank you for hanging on so much. I'm going to read this quick scripture. If anybody asks you if you're a Semite, anti-Semite, just go back and tell them. I know you people out there in Blood River Radio have heard me read this scripture 100 times. So don't think about what the local Baptist preacher said, or the Episcopalian, or the Presbyterian, or the United Methodist. Let's go back and let's think what Jesus Christ said about these Jews. He looked them in the eye, and this is St. John 8:44. He looked them into the eye. He says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." And I mean, that sells it right there. And you know what? Like we were talking, why are they doing this evil crap? Well, duh, they are their father, the devil. The devil, that's what he does. He does horrible, evil stuff. And that's what his sons do. Isn't that right, General?
True. Well, I think we're, as I said before, I mentioned we're seeing the Western world in decline. In England, in 1533, Henry VIII, by decree, he outlawed sodomy and zoophilia, the Buggery Act of 1533. But then what happened was sodomy became standard procedure at universities like Eton. And of course, we had people like Philip Burgess, who worked for the resident spy, actually Anthony Burgess. He spied for the Soviet Union, and he was a notorious homosexual. So what we're seeing today in the West, we're seeing that soon every perversion will become normalized. That means pedophilia and zoophilia. So perverts are becoming protected members of society. Once homosexuality was a barrier to top secret security clearance. Now, we're seeing in America recruiting videos for United States Army, which has a tradition of 200 years or more. Of course, you know, we know all about, we know who Chesty Puller was, but now we see videos of America, a girl saying, or actually a recruit in the Army saying, "Well, I have two mothers." So we see the West in the East is now seen as a moral blight. And we see the demonization of white Americans, not just white Americans, but Europeans generally. So, as you said, Eddie, Ora et labora. That's the patron saint of Europe is Saint Benedict. And he said prayer and works. So one doesn't go without the other. You can't just kneel with your rosary beads and expect everything to be okay. You have to fight back. You have to fight back in the school boards. They're trying to sexualize children in sex change operations. In Europe, we're fighting the same battle here against Satanism. Under Hungary and Poland are under pressure of the European Union because they refuse to let this LGBT propaganda be taught in schools. So it's the minority terrorizing the majority, and we're silent, generally silent. We have to stand up.
You know, Jim, the general is telling it like it is. He's talking about what the way it is in Europe. I'm going to tell him what it's like in Tennessee, and you tell me what it's like in Massachusetts, thank you, live, or Connecticut. Here in Tennessee, not long ago, there was this LGBTY kid, and he was moaning and groaning and crying to the newspaper here in Memphis that the Tennessee State Legislature, they were so hateful. They were homophobes because they didn't want to take taxpayers' money to fund the mutilation of these children. They don't want to cut their penises off and give them estrogen treatments. They don't want to have separate bathrooms. They won't be able to go in any bathroom they want. And they don't want to just become little homosexuals, little queers. They want the government to fund that. Are you seeing any of that up there, Jim, where you are, what the general's talking about?
Massachusetts is probably one of the most liberal states around. And, they're crazy up here. There's no doubt about it. Even though I haven't seen them, do a lot of things, taking down statues and things like that here. Not that we have a lot of statues to take down, of Confederate statues anyway, but they are definitely into the LGBTQRTZ craziness up here with the kids in this sex. I mean, the kids, when you really think about it, they don't even know what sex they are. And now they get to decide what gender they are. And it's like, really? I mean, it is out of hand that way. So they do cater sexually. They do cater to the kids up here in that way, no doubt.
General talked about that the other day. And he told us about, he said, I'll let the general say it because he says it better than I have. General, tell us about how, I think it's in Denmark or Holland, they actually have houses of prostitution where people can go and have sex with animals. Tell us a little bit about that, General.
Every perversion so far has been approved. The last two taboos will soon be legalized. That's pedophilia and zoophilia. You have three organizations in the Netherlands, and it's frightening that advocate sex with unrestricted pornography, sex with children to 12 years of age, and zoophilia, bestiality, basically. So this is definitely, when we're talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, we're living.
I tell you, in some ways I don't feel off balance or overwhelmed, but just to make a brief what I'm thinking about, our show was, in the beginning, was dedicated to South Africa. It's hence the Rain Blood River. We focused all of our energy on the South Africa, what was going on there, the ongoing, what people like to call the ethnic cleansing. It's more than that in South Africa. It's out and out white extermination, out and out just genocide against white people. And as we see, and I'm leading this to a point, believe it or not, and we see it. It's probably worse. I don't know if it's worse in the United States or in Western Europe, would be just masses, millions of unwashed, these black, non-white, Christian-hating, white-hating hordes are pouring in. If you think they would be satisfied, our enemies, you would think the Jews, our enemy, Jew enemy, would be satisfied to get us that way, kill us that way, just by overwhelming them. But not only that, I mean, they're not satisfied with that. They want to take the youth that we have, and just corrupt them and turn them into the demons. Jim, I don't know if you heard about this, but I was listening just today I was listening to True News, and they were talking about this vaccine. That's not a vaccine. It's this shot. And I don't know how, I mean, it sounds like Star Wars. It sounds impossible. But they said that some of the cells going into that vaccine are, they're put in, I don't know why they put them in there, but they have taken cells from aborted fetal cell tissue, and they have spliced and genetic splicing with that with mice tissue, and they've got these cells that are combinations, a hybrid of mice and human being, and they're putting those cells into these shots that they're calling the vaccines, into injections. That's just another, in my opinion, it's just they're coming at us from so many fronts. The point I'm trying to make, they're coming at us from trying to exterminate us in South Africa, in Western Europe, here. We talk about South Africa, but I heard just today, there was like, starting early this morning, General, there was like mass shooting. I think it was either in Portland or Seattle. It seemed like here lately, it's always Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago. But there was just a mass shooting in Portland, Oregon. And I believe some of the cops were shot. But it's just never, I mean, I don't know how much worse off they are in South Africa than we are here. I guess there's, do you think we're much better off than they are in South Africa, General?
Well, I'm not on the spot in the United States. You guys are in the trenches there. But as far as I know, what gives someone squatters' rights to loot stores, to pillage? I think you have. We saw this scenario in Portland and Seattle. In San Francisco, the children of criminal organizations like the Weather Underground, for example, I think you have a guy in San Francisco. He's the district attorney. He's the DA. I think his name is Chisa Boudin. I think in San Francisco, for example, I think theft under $950 is a misdemeanor. So you can loot from store to store, $950 here, there. It's a misdemeanor. Stores are closing down, I think. There's even a curfew at the 1800 hours because the looting. So I think what we see on a lesser scale, we've seen this, what we see in South Africa, but on a lesser scale in the United States, where basically cities are becoming crime-ridden. But to go back to the original South Africa and so on and so forth, I think we shouldn't be that pessimistic about Europe, because in Norway we're having anti-immigration rights, anti-Islamic rights. Denmark has clamped down on immigration. So this Fest in Europa may even turn out to be, like, history is not, history goes in cycles. There's a backlash. I think people are seeing what's happening, and immigration, this population replacement, is not only taking place in Europe, but also in Canada. In another 4 or 5 years, there will not be a white face in Canada, the way we have the worst of all, the prototype of the corrupt, despot, man with no morals whatsoever, is Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. He's a prototype and the enemy of every civilized human being.
You know, General, and we're about to go to a break, but I'm going to read this quote again I have on the wall that you told me about. You said that apathy is the new atheism. That goes with our theme tonight. Apathy is total. It's a totally diametrically opposed to what Alexander Solzhenitsyn says what we could be doing. We should be taking action. We should be fighting back with all of our might. But that's right. But General, I guess we're coming to our transitioning into the second hour. I guess we'll let you go. If kind of my screw up, we weren't able to get you on in time. I'll be talking to you again very soon. So we'll bring Monica Schaefer on the second hour, I'll be running. They'll be running ramrodding the second hour. It'll be Monica and Jim. And I'm sorry I'm sorry it didn't go as well as we wanted to. But thank you so much, General. There's no, like I told the audience, there's nobody on this earth I respect and admire more than you. I love you like a brother. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you, General. And I can't wait to get you on again. We'll get this. We'll have our accident. I'll have my things going smoother next time, hopefully, General.
Well, if I can just say, we had the monkey on the island where I'm at now, having a mask for you.
So. Yes. Well, God bless you, General. I'll be getting back to touch you probably tomorrow. I bet text message. You do the same. And we can even use that system, that phone system. We can talk to each other anytime. If I know what time you're calling, we can talk to each other free. People, you just have a great... Yes, sir. We had that's the one and only General Nick Glastovic, my brother. We're going to the second hour. We're going to have Jim Rosolio. We'll bring Monica Schaefer on probably about the bottom of the second hour. So hang on, people. Be right back.